Then you'll offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
This is The Oddcast with Dusty Angel.
Now this means you put your penis in the woman's anus.
We're friends with benefits. Yeah, woohoo!
I've had vaginal sex hundreds of times. And I was at home masturbating all this time.
Desi.
Thanks, Dad. You have a skin spast and roaches.
It's a vagina fart. Oh my God, he knows I'm high. Like, it slipped, and I remember I had him stop because it hurt really bad. But a few minutes later, like, okay, try it again.
Robert.
Does that mean, like, guys are really hung back then? If your husband loves blowjobs, you better fucking learn to love that shit. You gotta get your dick.
Urethra.
It's not a mistake. It's Error FM.
You know I haven't done a gravity bong since I was like 18.
What?
Thank you,
are
guys.
Are you serious? How old are you?
I'm 32.
How many years ago was that?
Let's do the math.
Can you count?
It's about 14 years, something like that.
God damn.
And I come here and fucking you guys get me high off the
14 years ago, I was like 9 or 10 or something.
Yeah, thanks for making me feel old.
I know,
guys.
I wanted to.
Appreciate
that was my plan.
I'm going to go kill myself now. God damn you guys. Yeah, that got me really, really... I'm in outer space right now. So.
Are you good?
Yeah.
You're good.
I haven't smoked at all.
Are you serious?
Well, I mean, I smoked today at work, of course. I work at a dispensary. Hello. Yeah. But, no, I'm just drinking Mickey's tonight.
Mickey's, like a
Mickey's.
True L.A.
What it do, what it do.
Oh, so we got a couple of our friends in the audience.
Yeah, we do.
Brought Kelly back. Yay. I mean, I'm sorry.
Wait, hold on.
Kelly, go. Let her do her introduction.
You guys remember Kelly swallowed the balloon.
Kelly. Helly Kelly.
She apparently
Kelly.
Is the artist is formerly no known as Kelly now.
Formerly known as
hold
Kelly.
On, hold on.
What?
Kelly is no more. Now we have...
Kayla.
Kayla.
You know how P. Diddy went from Puffy Puff Daddy to P. Diddy?
Yeah.
So she You're went from Kelly to Kayla.
K. Diddy.
Well, no, Kayla is my legal name.
Well, I mean, Kayla is her legal name, yes. After a year of being friends with her, she tells me her name is Kayla, and I'm like, oh my God, you've lied to me this whole time?
Well, I've been called Kelly for so long, I just got so used to it. It was given to me at my old job, but I decided I wanted to go legit.
How did you start getting called Kelly?
Well, my old job, they couldn't. I don't know if they couldn't figure out my name or remember. They just started calling me Kelly.
Because they were Asian. Mm. And yeah. I'm not racist. Yeah. Okay, people?
Oh, my God. No, listen to this really quickly. Sorry to interrupt you. But I went to court today.
Uh-huh.
Remember for that red light ticket I got last year?
Yes. Last year, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went to court for today. 56 hours of community service, by the way.
Oh, were you one of the people I saw on the side of the freeway?
I'm totally going to drive by and throw something at you.
I'm not going to be one of those people. I made sure of that.
I don't picture Rob on the side of a freeway,
no,
though, dude.
I was going to pay it later if
Orange
I could.
Orange is a good color on you.
They gave you, like, glory Orange hold duty or something.
Oh.
Didn't they? No.
Oh, God.
Okay, no, never mind. No, like, what did you have to do for community service?
I don't know yet. I got the paper, but I didn't read it.
Do you have to do the community for service?
No.
Ooh, can we do, like, educational
that
shows?
That would be a little bit more interesting.
Service the community.
Robert,
that's called prostitution.
Wait, guys, I got a great idea to make some money, get out there. Can you do, like, 56 hours of educational shows, and we'll just, like, do educational shows for kids and shit, stay off drugs and all that lying bullshit?
Yeah, join D.A.R.E. Remember that? Yeah.
I remember D.A.R.E. Yeah, someone walks in wearing D.A.R.E. shirts at my fucking job.
I grew up on D.A.R.E., and you guys see what the fuck D.A.R.E. did to me.
I was a D.A.R.E. kid.
Yeah, I was. They used to come to school all the time. They used to come and talk to us. And
I used to be on the smoke-free campaign, too, back when I was in elementary.
Now you smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day. So that
and you're a pothead. Yeah. D.A.R.E. really
remember the song. I remember the song.
You had a song?
We are the smoke-free class of 2000.
Wow.
You're
something,
old.
Something,
no.
Something.
No, that was 10 years ago.
Everyone's a hero.
Based on this podcast, I guess your educational videos would be like teaching kids how to boo cocky or something.
Hey, hold on. She might have just came up with something. We made
children,
make some money.
Now, when you enter puberty, you'll be able to spew a white-colored fluid from your penis.
Find a random Asian girl.
And have a Portuguese Asian breakfast.
Back to the Asians, really quickly.
Uh-huh.
I was in court today, right? And this Asian lady got called up to the stand.
What's up with the Asians?
Oh,
God damn it.
But I'm just saying, we were talking about stereotypes today, me and Tim, at his grandmother's house. And
I love China.
We were talking about how, you know, they're there for a reason.
Asians are there for a reason.
No. Stereotypes.
Oh gotcha. Cause it's
because it's a
true.
Generalized assumption of certain, you know,
Fried chicken and watermelon is the
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. That actually came up the conversation.
And collard greens and shit.
Oh, it's the shit.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, anyway.
And so having babies out of wedlock.
Right.
Go ahead.
And chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
Oh. And a crime fighter is a black woman on birth control. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
We're going to get...
Anyway.
Gonna,
someone shoot me. No,
we were at the courthouse and this Asian lady was up there and she was talking to the judge. She was... Literally, I swear, she was like, Miss Swan. She was like, okay.
I love Miss Swan.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what he was saying. It was no. like, womp, womp,
and
womp,
then
womp,
he was
womp.
Like, do you need a translator? She was like, no. Yeah, 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 I do. Uh-huh. And he was like, okay, what language? Oh, no matter, no matter.
Oh, does it matter? Bring a Rusky out. Bring a Russian guy out.
Zdravstvuyte.
Oh,
I
my
love
goodness.
That.
I would have been messing with her if I was the judge. So you know you're in here for rape, right, ma'am?
Yeah. I tell you everything, yeah.
You know you're going
I
to jail.
I was waiting for her to say that.
I tell you everything, yeah. Oh, I think I know
they,
her.
Everything, I like that. Because there's no H's in what it... And okay, not to we love our Asian.
I know. I'm sorry. We do not mean to be racist on every single show. I mean
it's
seriously,
not racist,
it's not racist. Right. You can call me a fucking cracker with beans on it because I'm half white and half black. I can give a shit less.
Shit.
But I ran into a stereotype today.
Yeah,
and I was just pointing that out that it's there because it happens.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just like Dusty, what did you post about white people? We walk around barefoot everywhere.
Oh, man.
Oh, I do that.
God.
Exactly.
Okay, I went too, yeah.
Exactly.
I'm barefoot like all the fucking time.
You're barefoot right now.
But I'm not okay.
I don't walk around barefoot because I'm part Mexican.
This is what prompted that post. I went to Hurricane Harbor with my son. And a white and I, there was piss all over the place in the public bathroom.
God.
I personally accidentally pissed on the side too. This white guy comes in and walks right in after me, and with no bare feet on, stands right where I was basically pissing in his right foot, and just starts peeing. I'm like, that's
I went to 7-Eleven barefoot
once. See, I could do shit like that. Okay, you know, hop out of the car, run into 7-Eleven. Yeah, walking into a public restaurant, white people stop doing that. And while we're on that, you forgot the other part of the post that I put. Black people.
Shut the fuck up.
No, listen.
There's
listen.
A thing called inside voices.
Thank you.
Listen. You need to use it sometimes.
Please. Why can't my people? I'm talking to half of my people right now. Please, people, when you're inside of a library, when you're inside of a movie theater, when you're inside.
When you're just inside.
When you're inside.
When you look up and you see a ceiling and not the sky, shut
that's
the
fuck how you know.
Up.
Turn it down just a notch. Couple notches for
couple
some
notches.
People.
That or quit putting your phone on speaker so I can hear your whole fucking drama and conversation. Who fucking slept with who and who fucked who and who
girl,
baby daddy is who.
Shit,
girl, he pulled my weave out and shit. I don't care.
This nigga is not shit.
It's like
girl.
A live episode of Maury.
No, I'm telling you, please. So that's something I want to tell.
Nobody cares who your baby daddy is.
I want to tell the white side of me to wear fucking shoes, stop walking into public restaurants barefoot, and black people, use your inside voices, please. Love you. Right in.
It's but I love every race.
Yes, we do.
Because we have like part of everything right here. My brother's part Asian, I'm part white, part Mexican, part black, part...
You're mutts.
Everything.
Yes.
You're
Kelly, what are you? Fucking...
Like Russian.
Russian and French. All, you know, we're everything.
Yeah.
I'm not discriminative towards anything.
Yeah, I'm a wee bit Irish.
Wee bit.
Our ancestors slept around all over the world.
What'd you say, Kelly?
I said our ancestors slept around all over the world.
Exactly. Yes. Our ancestors are whores because we're a mutt now.
Well, yeah. Actually, what's funny is like my dad is like a perfect mix. He's like half German and he's... He's half German and then like 1/4, my bad.
1/4, 1/20 and 1/4, very close.
Yeah, no, not 1/20. Uh-huh. You know,
a quarter and this like, and a quarter that.
Yeah,
and
no, yeah, he's 1/4 of Spanish and 1/4 Indian.
Uh huh. Indian. Then,
do you know what's funny?
No.
If I go down the line,
it's we're actually from San Francisco Bay.
Oh, surprise! Surprise! Your family's from San Francisco.
We go down the line.
The
we're
Castro
like
tribe.
we're
the rainbow tribe.
Yeah. Oh, could you imagine a gay Indian tribe back in the day? Could you?
No,
imagine?
We're seriously part of a little bit of everything. Like I'm part like Indian and French and German and Jewish and white and Mexican and Spanish. I'm like seriously a mixture of everything.
We're part of Apache too.
Really? Yes.
Yeah.
Do I look Indian? No racist.
If you told me you were, I'd be like, you probably are.
Yeah.
No, I've gotten like Italian and Armenian before. You know what? I
get
Persian. My nose.
I've gotten Persian, which is weird.
It's your dark hair and your light skin too.
See, he could see that. That's weird. I've gotten Samoan. But that's the great thing about living in LA
You got a mixture of everything. Yeah, you can taste everything. Yes. I don't have like, a little bit of everything except for black, and I've never slept with an Asian. I've kissed an Asian. I've made out with an Asian guy and an Asian girl before, but I've never kissed. I've never touched anything with a black person. Not that I'm grossed out or anything
like
that.
It's just not my thing.
Somebody thought I was Swedish.
Well, yeah, if you're white, yeah, you could be white.
That was the Lindsay Lohan incident.
But she got somebody mistaked her as Lindsay.
No, wait. I'm in the subway, and some crazy. She's like literally crazy. This girl came up to me, and she was like, "Hey, I love your show." I was like, "Oh yeah, okay, you love my show." I'm like, whatever.
Saw the donkey show,
and she's like, "I'm in rehab too." I'm not in rehab. She's like, well, "Aren't you Lindsay Lohan?"
No, she didn't. Aren't you Lindsay Lohan on the bus?
Exactly.
On a bus, bitch.
And my hair is blonde.
Lindsay is blonde right now, but this is the time she was in jail.
And I just bumped a cigarette from him. I'm not. How could I be Lindsay Lohan?
It was
God,
really
some
hilarious.
People are retarded.
Anyways, we should actually swing back to the employee shit or not like it or we got onto racism.
We did.
Oh, we haven't even touched on what we're talking. We haven't even hit the news.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just thought we were just like going on and on about like racism.
This is good though.
So Desi, you're drinking Mickey's, dude.
I'm drinking Mickey's.
That's one drink I haven't drank since I was like 18. Yeah, no, you know
what? Drinking some Old English.
That's what I was gonna say. If you were drinking OE, then you could say nigga what. But Mickey's
is King Cobra,
the white trash. Like, yeah, this is my fucking beer, man.
Don't forget King Cobra.
King Cobra. What's the other one? Colt 45. That Billy Ice House.
Hey, Natty Lights. The shit now. If you want to get fucked up, cheap.
Four Locos
or juice. Yeah. Drink that shit. Drink the whole thing all night. You're fucking good. Seriously, I went out to Rage last week. Mm-hmm. Fucking drank a Four Locos. Had a fucking blast. I didn't drink shit that whole night. I drank the whole Four Locos. I had a few sips of like liquor here and there for my sister. I went out with my sister and a bunch of her friends. They were all non-gay girls. They took me to Rage. And I'm like, woohoo! Candy store! Yeah! So, I fucking, like, danced around, met a couple girls, met a couple drag queens, made out with one girl. That was pretty much about it.
Really?
Got her number. She was cool.
Yeah?
I was a little drunk, though, at the time. No,
white.
She was Mexican.
She definitely wasn't black.
She was Mexican. She had really pretty eyes.
Are you sure she was a she?
Yeah, she was a she. I have her number. I have her pictures.
Oh, really? Can we bring her in?
I don't know her that well.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think I like her to that point. I was a little intoxicated. She's not bad. She's
cute. Can you like her for the show?
Yeah, I could play with her.
Okay, cool. That's all I wanted to know.
I didn't like her that much. I was like, the next day I'm like, send me a picture. Send me your Facebook. I want to see what you really look like because you looked cute because you had pretty eyes because I was drunk.
You don't remember shit. Bitch had a glass eye.
I don't even know why I even kissed her. I was so drunk. I'm like, okay, bye.
Dusty was wearing beer goggles.
Great, dude.
Pretty much. But I only made out with one girl. I don't fucking go around and fucking make out with everybody. And I rarely fucking like randomly do that.
Uh-huh.
Although I have in the past.
Uh-huh. Except with me the first night you met me.
Wait, what did I do the first night?
9 months ago.
What?
Wait, what? I don't remember the first night I met you.
We made out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the girl I went with that I was dating, she was in the other room.
What?
She was with this other fucking girl, which is a dyke.
Now
She's in the other room, and I'm drinking with Kelly in another room, and this bitch is pretending to be a guy fucking arm wrestling with the other guys.
She's so stupid, I hate her.
And I'm fucking, I don't even remember how it happened. I just know being drunk, and Kelly is hot, and all I know is I'm making out.
What's
and I'm like,
my name?
I mean, Kayla.
Kayla.
Kayla's hot, and I'm like, all I know is I'm making out with her, and I'm like, cool.
Now,
But the funny thing is, the next thing you text me, and you're
that's
like,
my feedback. No, I made out with you. Cool.
No. I mean, I was awesome.
Wait. You texted her.
No. The next day she texts me. We're texting. And the next day she's like, "This is funny. I'm sorry." No,
wait, what happened?
She's like, "You should flirt with me." And I was like, all right.
Via text?
We texted.
No, flirt via text?
Yeah, and then I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait, how do I flirt texting?
Oh, shit.
And
I had
to do winky face.
I was literally like thinking first, though. Seriously, I was literally like thinking, like, how do I text?
Do they have like LOL? Do they have MOL, moan out loud? Or?
You just created moan out loud.
I did. Sexting.
You just created moan out loud. Seriously?
There goes you thinking I'm 2008.
ROF MOL, rolling on floor, moaning out loud.
See, I just created it. Two people are going to spread this like
moaning out loud.
ROF MOL.
I'm out of here, guys. Thanks very much.
Copyright that shit.
Hey, we should check some kind of
you know, it's probably out there. Just
internet
my
dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably out there.
Yeah, just my fucking luck.
You're just not up on your sexting because you're 2000 late.
See.
And then what happened to April? Oh, I mean, I'm sorry.
I don't like
whatever that girl's name was.
Put her on blast. I don't care. I hate her.
I mean, April. What happened to April the next day? She was like gone out of the picture.
Oh, the girl that Kelly was with.
She showed up with this dyke. And I remember when I walked in.
This is getting confusing.
I almost left her ass in Vegas. I was trying so hard to, but she wouldn't like go away.
No, but the funny thing is, the night that I met Kelly, I was getting picked up by another friend that it was a MySpace friend that I knew for years. Carlo.
Carlo.
And I never met him. And so we hung out. He picks me up and we go pick up Kelly and April.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm sitting in the car and I'm like, they're gay. And I'm looking at them and I look at April and I'm like, you're dyke-ish. I don't like dykes. I look at Kelly and I'm like, I wonder if she's gay. And then like as I'm talking to both of them, I'm getting like vibes slightly here and there from either of them.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, eventually I was like in the room with her and I'm like, yeah.
That's
yeah.
We weren't even in a room. We were like in the freaking dining room.
And we're making out and her little girlfriend, she's dating like in the next room, and she knew that I was making out with her.
Wow. She was hoping that she can jump in and join.
No, hell no, I don't want that shit. If I want a guy, I'll get a dick. I don't want to fuck
another
guy.
You know what? I'm not into girls anymore.
You're not into girls at all. Because anybody who remembers Kelly from our past shows knows that she was on the chick side.
You know what? In high school, I was bi, and then I went completely gay, and then I went back to being bi, and I guess I am.
Kelly, you're
slightly bi right now, but I'm more into dudes.
She kissed me earlier.
See?
Yeah, but that was like a friend kiss. There was no tongue. Ooh. It was like, mwah.
Well, actually, sexuality is actually fluid, so that's why it's changing.
It's fluid?
Yeah, it is. I know it sounds so weird, but no, it changes throughout your entire life. Is that pretty cool? Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. More amongst
something
girls,
most people
I think.
Don't know.
I don't, but okay. So, because I remember on a recent show when you were on Kelly, Kayla. Kayla. I'm gonna call you KK. KK.
KK.
Girl. Okay. KK.
You can call me Nikki K.
Anyway, Nikki K.
Nikki K.
Anyway, no. Like I was saying, girl. No.
Can we call
I remember
Nikki?
Being
I
on
like
a show.
Nikki
I remember
better.
You being on a
you
show.
You can call me Nikki if you want. Nikki K. Is my Demona. Ooh. When I'm uh-oh. Drunk, I become Nikki K.
Can I get Nikki K out of
ooh,
you tonight?
I see Nikki.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
Oh, it's getting hot in here.
See, Jessie.
Oh, you see? Like look at her. She's like, oh, I'm not bot. I'm not gay. You. But then also, it's getting hot in
yeah,
here.
See.
Yeah.
Bring her on to the other side, Desi. Bring her on.
I've got
to
get her a few drinks in her.
Yeah.
Nah.
So, would you guys like to party with us this weekend? We're going to be partying.
If I'm here.
I'm just kidding. Just joking.
We're joking.
Because you're turning 21.
She's 21.
I'm already 21.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Woo. Thank you.
All this time, I thought you were 21. I thought.
Really?
You know, yeah. Not saying that you look older, but I just assumed. I'm kind of weird.
Is that bad for me? Because I was like 23 and she's like 20.
You're a cradle robber. That's actually kind of hot.
Not cradle that, robbers. 3-year difference.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
I guess. But it's still kind of hot. Okay, so apparently there's a douche ad that has people up in arms.
What?
Mm.
Yeah.
Douche?
An ad for Summer's Eve Feminine Care Products tells women how to ask for a raise and advises them to freshen up down there before talking to the boss.
I love Summer's Eve. I like the one that's what is it? Rainforest or fresh or some shit. I don't know. I don't like the one.
Smell.
New car smell. Ooh, baby.
Could you imagine, okay, just in the crazy ass world that we live in of people who are writing for stupid shit. Could you imagine an ad telling you if you want to get a raise from your boss?
Douche before you talk to your boss?
Yeah.
Why would your boss be that close? To smell it.
Yeah, I could see how that could piss off people.
Wait, how are they getting their promotion if they need a douche?
Yeah. Okay. See, good call. See, where do they work? Are they in a strip club? Where do they work? That's what I want to know. What I want to know.
They're fucking their way up the corporate offices.
Yeah, because that's not...
The corporate ladder.
That's the only way to get ahead up there.
Hey-o.
To give head. To get ahead, give head.
Get some hit.
To get ahead, give head. I like that.
So what do you...
So I can go copyright that with Dusty.
No, we're going to brand that for the Oddcast.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, we can't let
to
that
To get ahead, give head.
Anybody about
that. That sounds like a t-shirt to
me. I think I'll post that tomorrow. So here's my dumbass stories. I have to read off Dusty's fucking laptop.
Well, yeah, because my printer wasn't working. I'm going green.
Okay, so would anybody eat any type of testicle of any fucking kind of animal?
No.
Robert?
No. Robert, you sure?
No.
Are you sure? It's just yes, eat I'm everything sure. else. But no. You eat bologna. Do you know what's in it's bologna? I'm pretty sure it's a little partial thing of testicle.
Well, a slice of bologna doesn't look like a testicle.
Okay, well, anyways, kangaroo testicle, big hit in, what, Serbia?
Serbia.
Serbia.
I know people eat pig's testicles.
Are you, see, that's weird, dude. Yeah. That's yeah. weird.
It says, in the remote, what's this called?
Serbian.
Serbian mountain village at the 7th annual World Testicle Cooking Championship. Visitors watch and sometimes taste a team of chefs cook up bull, boar, camel, orchard?
Ostrich.
Ostrich, sorry, I'm stupid.
It's okay.
I can't read, that's the alley education.
There's a lot of orchard flying birds out there.
Yeah, exactly. And even kangaroo testicles. The food,
politely?
Politely called white kidney.
Somebody did write me, and I wish I knew the name right now, saying they love you when you do the news.
Oh, I know. White, it's a berry, whatever it's
Serbian.
Called. Serbia is believed to be rich in
testosterone.
I know that word. Testosterone.
Is also considered to help men's libido.
There you go.
The festival, which includes dishes like testicle pizza, usually draws a big crowd.
Are you kidding?
Woo, Tim and Robert. Woo, woo. Testicle pizza. Yeah.
God bless the LA school system.
Where's the rest of that story, Destiny? visitors eat the dishes with plenty of wine and beer and cool themselves off in the mountain in the small mountain rivers that flow beside the mountain ship. See? Cooking, blah 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 blah. Whatever people like
that's
eating testicles.
Gross, dude. Really, come on, people. Because
I'm not eating nothing with testicles unless I'm getting paid for it. No,
I can't even eat tongue. Do you guys like it? Like go to a Mexican restaurant?
I'm vegetarian.
Lengua? Hell, fuck it. Give me meat. I want.
One time, my dad chased me around with a raw cow tongue.
Yes, he did. And
then he licked me on the face with it.
He used to lick us with it, and then he would get pig's feet and run around going, chasing us around the fucking house, making pig noise, and we were like,
That's
running away. Like,
that's why you guys are so.
This is why I'm vegetarian.
That's why you guys are so effed up now.
Yeah, actually, the distance.
You eat out sometimes.
No, I see.
You have eaten out sometimes. She's not completely vegetarian. She eats something.
No, but I think that's why
please
you guys.
Please keep it clean. I eat at that restaurant. Gosh, it wasn't that funny.
Yes, it was.
It actually kind of was.
It's pretty funny.
Sometimes you only have time for fast food.
Fast food?
Okay, time for your turn to look at the laptop.
Hey, screw you guys.
I just had to poke at it.
It's going green.
What's that? What's going on? Oh, news. Oh, here we go.
That gravity bong. That fucking gravity bong.
Yeah. Meth defendant accused of going to court with meth.
What the fuck, dude?
How retarded would you be to do that?
Was he all high and shit, too?
This is a Washington man, a Washington state man who went to court to face a methamphetamine charge is in more trouble after authorities say he showed up with a bag of meth in his pants. The 33-year-old Brennerton man had to be booked and released from the Kitsap County Jail before Tuesday's court appearance in Port Orchard. That's standard procedure. The Kitsap Sun reports that a guard found a bag of meth in the man's pocket during a pat-down at the jail. Now he's facing a new felony, drug possession charge.
Oy vey, come on, people. Ooh. Like, really, because if I know I'm going to court, I check myself 18 fucking times
I make
as
sure
soon as I get out of that car.
I went
in
to court
pockets.
Today, I left the weed in the car.
Exactly.
Yeah. Last
Thank
week,
you.
I went to court, not because I was in trouble, I was taking care of some personal business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I took my I put long sleeves on to cover up my tattoos. Uh-huh. I took my piercings out, and because they told me I was going to see a judge that day, so I'm like, okay, I want to look legit. I don't want to look like a fucking idiot because they're going to judge me by the way I look.
Right. Mm-hmm. True.
So
true.
I cover up, take my piercings out. I fucking lose my lip ring.
See.
So then I get another one, lose that one, and I'm like, fuck. So I had no lip ring for a few days, and then I go and buy another one, and I lose the ball today. It fucking worked.
Now is a lip ring? Does it close? Does it ever close up?
No, I've had this particular hole in my lip. I've had for like 3 or 4 years already.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't close. I can leave it out for days. It gets smaller, but I just have to push it through, and it doesn't hurt.
Oh, okay.
So it's cool.
Ugh, that sounds
painful. Gross, but I've had my lip done 6 different times, so it really doesn't bother me.
Did you make sure to leave your meth in the car?
Oh, yeah. I left all my meth. meth and all my drugs and my heroin and my crack. Like, yeah, of course. But like, how nobody know I do crack and heroin and fucking meth?
How high do you have to be, though, to forget to take it out of your pocket?
I just found the new replacement for your drop.
I don't know, ask Paris Hilton.
Yeah. Oh, I can't let Paris anybody Hilton. Know I do crack. Paris meth. Hilton.
You know God, you're a fucking asshole. I do not. I do not do.
She doesn't. Not at all. Desi's a weeder. Desi's a butthead.
I'm a pothead.
That's
okay?
Pretty much
and
it.
And I think it was a crackhead, you guys would fucking know. I'm skinny and petite, but I'm not fucking cracked out.
But
I'm naturally
just, it's funny,
little.
It's funny.
Pot no, it is funny. But people try to say, you know, sometimes I've gotten questions like, oh, you know, do you eat? And I'm like, of course I eat.
You know what?
Are you on a
weed brownies?
No. Yeah. I'm like, do my teeth look like the enamel is falling off?
You just
like,
eat sweet brownies.
Desi, I tell my girl to not listen because most of the people that say, oh, are you're thin, girl. You're this, you're that. It's the fat bitches. Don't listen to them.
Exactly. My frenemy.
Thank you. They're fat. They're trying
to. My frenemy told me I was anorexic.
I didn't even know that, and I knew it.
Yep.
Boom.
She's like, oh, you're anorexic. Why don't you eat anything? I'm like, what the fuck? So, I eat every day, bitch. You're the one who's fat.
All the thin, hot girls out there whose friends tell them, oh, girl, a guy likes a girl with a guy on hip. A meat
yes, exactly.
Bone.
She's like, oh, no. Guys like girls with meat on them. Oh, nobody
those
likes
are the
that
fat
if
bitches.
You grab
they
it.
Like
I'm
meat, not the whole fucking butcher shop.
Yeah. That's not what the hot guy that I was with last night said.
Oh, well, he was
right?
Gay.
But nobody's ever told me any complaint about my body except for my friend.
No,
and me.
Desi, you're
everybody
cool.
else is always telling me, oh my God. Everybody's like amazed. They're like, oh my God, you have a nice body. And I'm like, do you work out? I'm like, no. Like, oh, you're so lucky. People think I work out and I don't.
You don't, see?
Bitch.
If you were this guy's father, he would actually probably try to auction you off.
Oh God, he must be whining from fucking Louisiana.
Oh man,
or
it's
Delaware.
Actually an Indian day labor from India. No, these guys.
Oh, goody, thank you. Come again.
Was busted for trying to auction his 6-year-old daughter for liquor money.
Wow.
His bad alcohol habit has incurred quite a heavy debt with local liquor shop owners, so he decided to sell his daughter and for 1,000 rupees, which equates to $21.44 in U.S. money.
Wow.
For liquor money?
Yes.
So was
dude.
That one
liquor? I don't even know her.
Can you?
Liquor.
So
he
didn't get away with it, right?
No. It says, thankfully, news tonight. Quickly spread, prompting the purchaser to abandon the girl at a street corner. Police later found her. The pervert fled the scene and hasn't been seen since.
Oh, he didn't do anything to her, did he?
I hope not, dude. Oh. No. They left her on a street corner, and the cops ended up finding her because the purchaser got the guy who bought her got word that they were looking for him, so he just dropped her off somewhere and said, you know what, you're gonna cause too many problems for me, baby.
Oh,
but isn't that kind of
that is a crappy dad?
That's he would not win Dad of the Year, dude.
Maybe he could win
Douchebag of the Year.
Dad of the Year.
We got to do it. When we do our end of the year awards, I think he should be a contestant.
Worst dad of the year of the
world.
What's
his name? Something Gosling?
John Gosling?
John Gosling.
He would definitely be in the running.
He'd be in
okay,
the running.
Okay, who's John? Is that the John and 8 plus 8 guy?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know shit.
Yeah, so I don't know what that says. Yard sale parton?
Patron.
Go
ahead. You want to help?
I swear
out?
I need to go back to school with you. I love this. Fucking.
Would you like me to read
I
for you?
I swear to God, people, I'm not fucking ignorant. I read books every day.
Yeah,
but
she's just high.
So yard sale part. What?
Patron. Person.
Shopper. Dusty, do you want me to read for you?
His man with pan.
Wait, hold on.
No, I'll read. I can get the rest of it.
Are you joking? Okay.
I got it. Okay. A 70-year-old yard sale shopper is facing charges after things apparently got a bit out of hand at a yard sale. Something country.
County. Without an R. County. Go ahead, Kelly. I want to hear.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Kelly. I guess I'm laughing. Go, Kelly.
Authorities said that John Jocelyn was arrested on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon after he allegedly hit another man over the head with a cornbread pan at the sale Friday. A sheriff's spokesman said that Jocelyn hit the fellow shopper with a 5-pound cast iron pan to prevent him from getting to the sale first. It seems the two men arrived early at the yard sale and were walking up a long driveway when investigators said Jocelyn first attempted
expected to trip 64-year-old Joseph Brown. Brown suffered a head laceration but refused medical treatment.
Thank you, Callie. Hey, why should I have to learn how to read when I got Callie, right?
And here's Dusty with the weather.
No, hey, it's going to be hot.
Lately I've been noticing that at certain words I'm like, what? And I think it's because I've been smoking too much pot. Yeah. I'm sorry. I work and sell pot for a living legally.
Yeah.
And so constantly, I mean, I used to read books. Come on, Robert. You know. I used to read books all the time. I used to ace my tests in math. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, not math. I'm horrible. I'm horrible at math. I mean, in English and in writing.
We don't speak math. We...
Oh, no, not math. No, I hate it when customers come in and they get 10% off. I'm like, fuck, I got to get the calculator. But I usually do it by the dollar, which is like, if you know, but one time this person couldn't tell. I'm like, okay, how much are you giving me? And they're like, not telling me what they're giving me. And I totally look stupid because I'm like, tell me how much you're giving me so I can type it in the register and I know how much to give you back. Like, he wouldn't tell me and I had to calculate on the calculator and it looked so fucking stupid at work. Oh. And I'm like, oh my God, I told everybody, look, dude, I suck at math. Here, just do it for me.
This is.
Do you guys have any pilots coming to your store?
What are pilots?
Pilots?
They fly planes.
The people that fly
pilots?
Planes.
Pilots. Uh-huh. Yes,
pilots is two different words, like pilot for a show and pilots for
I
like,
said, do you have any pilots come into your store?
Oh shit, into your
you see
store.
How I think? Guys. My brain is just like so off. So
what's a fan?
No, I don't have any pilots. We have a social worker, we have firemen come in, we really? Have I swear to God this one guy is a cop. I'm pretty sure he's a cop, but...
Really?
Yeah. No, we have a fireman.
That's dope, dude. No, because if I had to fight fires, I'd be smoking weed all the time. That's some scary shit,
because you sit around and wait for fires to happen.
Thank you. Exactly.
Anyway, because this next guy, he was probably high. I would say the pilot probably was.
Please don't tell
because,
me.
Because...
Of the show?
They don't call it the Mile High Club for nothing.
Passengers on an airplane were told... We're about to crash by mistake.
No fucking
oh,
way.
Oh, fucking
they
God.
They told
I
them
fucking
the plane was about to crash, and then they took it back. Says British Airways apologized to passengers after an emergency message warning they were about to crash into the sea was played by mistake. About 275 passengers were on the London Heathrow to Hong Kong flight on Tuesday evening when the automated message went out. Now, the plane was flying over the North Sea at the time. Cabin crew quickly realized the error and moved to reassure the terrified passengers. A spokesman for British Airways said an investigation was underway to discover whether it was human error or computer glitch.
No, that was somebody high as hell that said, I'ma push this.
Hell yeah. Watch everybody's reaction. I'm so gonna YouTube this bitch.
Exactly. I'm quitting tomorrow.
We're all gonna die.
I'm quitting tomorrow. Fuck these niggas.
Oh my God. I would seriously freak out. Like,
That's gonna be us.
That's gonna be me.
Do you remember that YouTube prank where you let somebody fall asleep in your car and then you slam on the brakes and pretend like you're gonna crash?
Yeah,
I was doing that before.
I've seen that.
Yeah, imagine that would be like the ultimate that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, do it in the middle of the night when everyone's asleep and all the lights are out. Then just start, you know, fucking with the plane and make it go up and down, or when you hit some turbulence.
Oh, that'd be great.
Drop down the pressure things and turn on the light.
That's some shit I would do if I was about to quit the next day.
Hell
dude.
No. Right? I just saw that movie.
Like,
Because are you guys aware
this
that...
This is your pilot speaking. We're about to crash.
Everybody put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye.
Hold on. Watch the reaction, man.
No.
And then 2 minutes later, he's like...
I was just fucking with you guys.
Just kidding.
He's like, nah, y'all just got pwned.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Crazy.
Ashton Kutcher comes out in the play. You got pwned.
You're done goof.
Old man in row 27.
You're done goof.
Old man in row 27 had a heart attack. Oh shit, somebody
died. You know what's funny? I got Saggy Waggy to say fucking you're done goof.
You're done goof.
But she didn't know that I got it from Kelly. So I go to her house the next after Kelly's house and I could not... Saggy Waggy.
From
like a month or two ago. A fucking bitch.
No, but for you got it from who? From
I got
Kelly?
It from Kayla. I'm sorry.
KK.
I got it from KK. So like KK fucking tells me about the done goof fucking thing and I fucking watch it and then I go the next day to fucking Saggy Waggy's house and I'm like, you done goofed. You done goofed because I couldn't get out of my fucking head. And all of a sudden she's like, you done goofed. And I started laughing because I'm like, little did you know that bitch, that shit's from fucking Kelly. I mean, Kayla. And
Saggy Waggy.
Tell her the consequences will never
Saggy
be.
Saggy Waggy hated Kayla, so it was just hilarious.
And I never even met her.
And they never met!
This has been the news.
Saggy so, we all have regular jobs, and we've all had regular jobs in the past.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we've all worked around people who
are fucking assholes.
We wanted to fucking throw out of the 10-story window. If murder was legal.
I had a girl. Okay. I worked at Johnny Rockets a couple years ago, right? I was a waitress. There was this black girl. Only black girl working there. There was a bunch of other people there. A couple Asians.
Oh, why she got to be black?
Because I'll explain why she got to be black.
She was born black.
I was like, why she got to be black? So we had a couple guys there. We had a couple Asian girls there. A couple white girls. Whatever. She literally, she had been there way longer than us. She'd been there for a couple years. So she treated us like shit. Like, she'd literally fucking punk us and tell us to do our fucking side works and, like, literally not do shit. Nah. One day, she was, like, telling me, I'm carrying a fucking tray of water and fucking drinks to a fucking table. She, like, she comes up to me, she's like, oh, I'm gonna knock that over. And I'm like, bitch, knock my shit over, I'll knock your fucking shit over. Ooh, I straight up fucking told her. Because I didn't give a shit that she was. Because she tried to intimidate me because she was black. I'm sorry, but she tried to.
Where was this again?
Bro, I'm big
Johnny Rockets.
I am big enough.
That bitch. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I know
so
what you're talking about.
She tried to punk me, right? And I fucking slapped her. I'm like, fuck you. You drop my shit. I guarantee I'll drop your fucking shit back. Watch. So she's like, no. You know I'm just kidding. You know I'm just kidding. You know you're my friend. That's what she's talking about. I'm like, yeah, what's up? That's whatever.
See?
So then, no. So then another night, she's like, tries to make me do all the side works by myself. It's me and her. And I'm like, what the fuck? She's telling me, clean this, clean that. And I'm like, nah, fuck you. I literally told her, fuck you.
Because she thought you were white. She thought she wants to. 400 years of slavery, she's taking it out on your white.
No, and I told her, no.
Fuck this white bitch. I'm going to make her do all my shit.
Hell no. This bitch don't fucking. I know. I was straight up like, no, I'm not doing it. I said, either you're going to do it with me or we're going to sit here all
six baby
night.
Daddies at home. I'm not finna listen to this white bitch.
No, but she used to punk all the fucking other girls. Like, this Asian girl literally would come to me like crying, like, oh my god, she's making me do this, she does this, she made her life a living hell. That and sucks. I was like, dude, stand up for yourself. I'm like, this bitch doesn't do shit for
That's
me. Eventually this girl's like, I'm gonna stay away from your best friend. You're me, my best friend. She what? Kept trying trying to hang out with me after
she's
work.
Trying to pimp you, Destiny.
And then I would show up late to work. I had that bitch, like she was on my side so much that I would show up late and she would clock me in just so I wouldn't get in trouble.
So you turned her
into
your bitch.
She was all like, oh, no, we're friends. We're cool. I'm like, yeah, we're cool. We're cool. I'm like, bitch, I hate you. I'm just using you. But no, I just flipped that shit. Like, seriously, fuck you. Until that day, I never spoke to her ass ever again. I called and quit on their asses.
Because Desi's a small little You're about what? Seriously, how much
I'm 5'1", 100 pounds.
There you go. Little girl.
And I don't give a shit how big you are. Yep. If you're going to kick my ass, you're going to kick my ass. You know but what? I'm not going to fucking let you punk me. I'm sorry.
Knives are all 6 inches.
Boob height.
I'm Kayla's boob height, and
Destiny,
I love it.
Destiny, you're wearing your ovaries on the outside today.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Big time. Look at that. I'm hanging down there. I got two.
Destiny got balls today. Look at her.
I always have balls. After a Mickey's and a few blunts, come on.
KK comes in the building and Desi is, fuck niggas, man.
No, I got a couple people I'd fucking
I love my influence over people.
I have had people in the past. I've gotten into fist fights in the parking lot with people.
What?
As Robert, you do sales in the past.
Yeah.
So you know I've done everything from knife selling fucking very expensive knives to
weed.
Selling shit from that too. Selling shit from door to door. I've done every sales gig you can think. So has a lot of other washed up 45-year-old sales guys who hate life. Oh my god, there was this one he was literally an ex-boxer. Apparently, I don't know, 20 years ago something happened. He had permanently injured his hand so he couldn't box anymore. That's the story he told. But he was one of those guys who tried to punk you around and like, oh, yeah, man, no, fuck you. You're going to do whatever I tell you to do. And damn, apparently he was black, too. Fuck.
But yep, anyway. You see what I mean?
That means nothing.
We're not racist. I swear to God.
No, it just so happened that he was black in this story.
I have a black story,
fuck.
Too.
Oh, believe me, though.
They're trying to get us back.
We went out. I can't. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
I can't. No, I can't hear Destiny anymore. There we go.
See, it's the fucking gravity bong. Never again. No, I have a couple of white people who I wanted to chew out, who I want to fucking choke to death too. But we'll get to them later.
I have a white person too. But
they take it.
I have an Indian guy.
They
too.
Take it to a whole other level. But anyway, this guy was a boxer, and apparently, I stole one of his deals, and he wanted to show me what he did 20 years ago in the parking lot after work.
Really?
And we worked from like 4 p.m. to like midnight. It was one of those type of weird hour jobs. So at midnight, literally in Cerritos, California, me and him boxed it out in the parking lot. It was 5 hits. I hit him 4 times. He hit me once. One of the times was him on the floor. And I think I even told him, yeah, that's why you weren't a boxer. That's why you didn't make it or something like that.
Oh, so, wow. Salt in the wound.
Next day, my best friend.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I'm into the office. I thought he was about to, like, go crazy. Or, you know,
respect.
It's funny when you defend your... Honestly, when you defend yourself, and I'm telling everybody who gets punked by somebody, exactly, listen to me. When you defend yourself against that person, they totally will turn around and respect you.
Yep. Because
even besides workplaces, I've gotten punked in high school by bigger girls.
Because you're small.
I'm small. Yeah. I literally had 15 girls trying to kick my ass in ninth grade because I had a big-ass mouth.
Uh-huh.
And I was the only one singled out who was making fun of another girl because she was fat, a dyke, and she dyed her hair red. And I said, hey, she looks like Ronald McDonald overweight.
Oh, hey-o.
Of course, everybody else is talking shit. The only thing I said gets back to her. So all of a sudden...
smallest.
Exactly.
Ronald all of a sudden, McDyko.
McDyko. They, oh, that would have been lovely. I would have loved that. I wasn't that smart then.
What did you do without me?
I know.
Yeah. You got your mojo back, Desi.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
But anyway, so... all of a sudden, I'm in fucking PE with my fucking one friend, another little rocker bitch, skinny as fuck as me. She's tall, though, but she's skinny as hell. 15 fucking girls come up to me. 15 girls. Me and her, we're standing there, and they start talking shit. Da 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 da. And I'm like, fuck, I'm going to get my ass kicked right now. Well, here's my choice.
Was it like Grimace and the Hamburglar? And
I mean, seriously, it was. She had like all the crew there.
You believe in magic.
Now with that bitch, she needed magic to fix that face. But so I'm figuring, I thought to myself, okay, I either bow down like a bitch and fucking cry, or I fucking talk my shit back and defend myself.
Yes.
So I literally stood up to 15 fucking girls and I talked shit back.
Good.
They fucking walked away and they were like, you should. I hear one of the girls saying, you should have hit her, and they didn't do shit.
No, fuck.
And then
that.
Even another girl a couple years later in high school, bigger than me, literally like 5'6", 5'7",
I'm so
bigger
proud
than
of
me.
You.
I fucking got mad at her because she fucking slept with Saggy Waggy behind my back this was the very beginning of fucking like when I was 16 years old.
Oh,
so
damn.
When I found out,
you and Saggy Waggy have a history.
Yes, Saggy Waggy gets around.
So when I found out, I got pissed off. This is when I was all fucking retarded. I was 16 years old. So, you know, I'm all like in fucking, you know, whatever. So this girl.
My Saggy Waggy.
Yeah, exactly. That's my Saggy Tits, bitch. And so she sees me. She knew that I found out. Mm-hmm. She sees me in school and I start fucking dogging her. Like, I was fucking dogging her. She didn't do shit. She literally got scared of me. Like, people were like, she's scared of you. She's scared. She thinks you're fucking psycho or something. I mean, I'm like, what? Do I have a look? I'm going to slit your fucking throat. But
you do. I'm fucking scared of you.
Yeah, I'd be scared too.
Motive, like, sometimes, yeah, I've heard. No, I've stories that
my
I've
mind
heard.
Is sometimes I'm like, fuck it. And I just do it.
You know what? My mom, I swear to God, you know why I'm scared of you, Desi?
Why?
I'm just keeping it real. I'm 6'2", 200 pounds. But I'm scared of a little girl like you, dude.
Because you have to sleep sometime?
My mom.
Because you have to sleep sometime?
My mom is 5'5".
Because you have to sleep sometime?
Exactly. And
that's what I used to tell my ex.
Thinking.
I'm just kidding.
No, really.
Oh, you know?
And my mom, she'll pull out a knife on you. You fucking bulk up on her. Hold on. Where the fuck is my knife at? Go ahead, motherfucker. What?
Yeah. I'm scared anybody of who people. Tries to fucking
you know what's
do
funny?
Anything, I'm like, you have to sleep sometime.
What's funny about that is your mom's white.
White and little, but she will scare.
We're crazy.
She doesn't even have to fuck anybody up. She'll just scare them to fucking
you be punked. I mean, seriously, okay, when I was in elementary school and junior high, I was made fun of. I was punked.
Once I got
to high school.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
Just kidding.
Once I got to like about 10th grade, my mentality just was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'll rather get my ass kicked than fucking let these people
like
treat me
that.
Like this.
Good shit.
And I finally just, I became a bitch. I mean, good. I'm a nice person, you know what I mean? But, like, I have an attitude
good
problem if
shit.
You fuck with me.
Okay, so when I was working back at Ritz,
uh-huh.
This black chick,
uh-huh.
She fucking set me up.
Do what? I know her?
Yeah, probably. Once I tell the story, you'll know.
Okay, go on.
So
I used to work there.
I worked at the store in Santa Monica.
You had a lot of black chicks working there? Go ahead.
I worked at the store in Santa Monica, and I'd worked with this girl from another store before. So when she came, it was all cool and everything. And she asked me to do a project for her, graphic design project, and I did it. And she got, you know, kind of picky about it, and she had me redo it like 3 times.
Oh, hell no.
And then finally at the end.
Tay Tay, he got to have his red bandana. He got to have it on the right side, not the left side. Damn, nigga. Can you do that shit over, man?
Oh, it was kind of a hell project because every time it was just was there was something wrong with it. And so at the end, I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. I apparently can't do what you want, so. You know, go ahead and have somebody else do it.
Oh, fuck that nigga, you dead.
After that day, she did not talk to me.
Uh-huh.
For like 2 weeks, she didn't talk to me. And she would fucking diss me. Like, she'd be saying goodbye to everybody after work. you know, as she was leaving, and she'd be standing right next to me and not even acknowledge my existence. She's out of the blue, she just started doing that shit. And finally one day I confronted her about it, and she was like, she started telling me how nobody liked me in the store and how bad I was doing my job and all this other crap. And she started doing this in the middle of the store, in front of everybody.
During work hours.
Yeah. In front of customers. And I had forgotten to fill up some tray or something. It's one of the machines. And she got mad at me, and she started telling me all this shit.
You didn't fill up tray? not my cousin, Trey.
Trey. I'm in the tray in front of you.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, I was actually had my hands in a dark box because I was opening some film.
A dark box? Is that what her vagina was called?
No.
Okay, go ahead. No.
And it's not a black penis.
No.
I thought a black vagina.
A black cooter box.
I thought it was just a vagina, period. No. Black box?
It's this box that you put film in so you can, you know, play develop with it.
So you don't get the light exposed to it, because if you get light exposed to the negative film that's not developed yet, it will destroy it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So when people get their film stuck in cameras, you got to put in a black box, and we have to sit there and pretend, you know, fill it out and try to pull it out and put it in another
canister. I'm sorry, I was still on black vaginas, but go ahead, Rob. Finish.
So I had my hands full. I couldn't take them out because, you know, they were busy, and I couldn't, you know, expose the light. Yeah. So she was doing that to me, and I'm just sitting there with my hands in the box finishing what I was doing, and my head is pulsating because I'm
turning me on, actually.
Pissed off.
Oh, okay.
Pissed the fuck off because, she pissed me off. Dissing me right in front of everybody in the store. So my boss comes back, and I tell him, we need to talk. So he goes back there, and unfortunately, she got to him first. And she explained everything that was happening on her side. I got called in there, and she fucking tells him that she's not talking to me because she felt that I was attracted to her, and she
attracted to her?
Yeah, and she...
Oh, she didn't get the memo like
you did. And she didn't want to do anything with me, so she was not talking to me to push me away. That was her reasoning for why she was doing that.
And everybody knew you were gay.
Yeah, so like she's the only obvious one. Yeah, so the boss, the fact that your boss believed that.
I laughed when she said that.
Yeah, the boss probably did in his head, like, you must not know Robert.
You're like, who?
This
wait,
funny
what?
Thing is, being my boss at the time was gay.
That's
so he knew.
I don't know.
He
didn't
had
know.
To. It was gaydar.
No, well, he probably
we
did.
Know.
Yeah.
Everybody apparently knew anyway.
Except
so.
For Sam. She thought you were a pimp. Sam Phillips. Our love. We love her. She thought you were a pimp.
I knew forever. We used to play with toys
soon as
together.
I met you, he said, "Oh, you're Dusty Angel."
Speaking of,
he's gay.
When I was a kid, speaking of standing up for yourself, this little kid next door to us, he used to call me gay all the time.
How old were you?
12.
Where do we live?
I knew.
Where do we live?
Yeah, right. This is like last year.
Not with you.
No, 12 or 13. And so he used to pick on me and call me gay all the time. In the house we lived in, Long Beach.
LBC.
The blue houses.
Chanel and the little boy next door.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
But not that boy. It was a boy from down the street next door.
Was it spelled like Chanel? Was it spelled like Chanel the perfume?
Fuck if I know. All I know she was like weird.
S-A-H-E-E-N-E-A-I-L.
All I know is like my brother.
Definitely, yeah.
My brother fought her brother one day, and I remember running away from her because she was chasing me around the fucking house, and I'm like, fucking little as hell.
I had to kick that kid's ass once.
She had to, yeah. My brother kicked his ass.
In that place, I beat up two kids.
Yeah, I know.
But that kid used to pick on me all the time and call me gay. So one day he was doing it, and I fucking kicked his ass.
You're like, you fucker, I am. But
I drug him all around the dirt in the backyard, and I fucking beat his ass.
Damn.
And then I was like, how you got your ass kicked by a faggot? Ha, 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 ha.
Nice. Because that is the ultimate. Even in jail, I was watching this jail documentary, and there are the guys who dress up as girls, and everybody knows they're the girls in jail.
Yeah.
And guys don't even pick on them because – keep in mind, they're guys, and they were interviewing a gay dude who does that in jail, and he was like, nobody wants to get beat up by a gay guy.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't even touch us. We're the safest ones in here.
Plus, they let you fuck them for free.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But
they actually have a section in prison for the gays.
Yeah.
And there's like gay cholo prison guys and murderers and all that other
people
stuff.
People you would even know.
Just the hardest looking people, and they're all like hooking up with each other.
So how did it end with the black chick?
She... was buddy-buddy with the fucking district manager. She was probably blowing him or something.
You mean Nick?
She was giving head to get ahead.
Are you talking about Nick?
Yeah.
The little fucker, I hate
so
you.
So the next day, after I tell the district manager this and my manager and everybody, they're like, somebody has to go because you guys obviously can't get along.
Oh,
because there was sexual harassment brought into it. She accused me of fucking sexual harassment.
Wow, see,
she
women.
She's a gay guy.
Think about how
harassment.
Many men are in jail right now because
so I was like,
of shit
like I'll
that.
Go. I don't give a shit. I didn't like the store anymore anyway. So I was like, fuck that, I'll go. So the next day, she comes out of the back room with the district manager, and she's fucking hopping around and singing and dancing, and she's just his little buddy, and he's taking her on a trip to go have lunch and go to another store and do some shit.
Just think right now, Robert, she has six kids by six different baby daddies, and she's still working at Ritz.
And she's probably in the ghetto.
And times are hard.
Oh, she was just think that. Just
think I doubt she's at Ritz because Ritz went down we all got laid off.
Could you? Okay.
She's turned out to be such a bitch.
It would suck if you saw her pull up in like a Mercedes Benz one day, huh? With fucking $5,000 shoes.
Okay, but like my job recently, like you guys all know, I work at a dispensary. Mm-hmm. Well, a few months ago, I was working with this guy. You guys met him. His name was, I don't care to say his name.
I drove him home.
Drove him home.
Yeah.
His name was John.
Weird dude.
Okay.
He just so happened to live in Long Beach, so I got to drive him home.
Personally, 45-minute drive. Like him at all.
Thanks for telling me that before you asked me to drive him home.
Okay, I only did it because he was my manager, and I only did it because I needed his... I only took him home because I needed his gas money, to be honest. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to L.A.
You
for a few days.
Yeah,
so.
He's a really cool guy. Yeah, just can you take him home? He's a
you lived in Long Beach. But, like, literally, he made me feel so uncomfortable at work. Like, he constantly would, like, try to tell me, like, how to do stuff like, as if I were stupid. Uh-huh. Like, explain stuff to me that I had already been doing.
You know, the paper goes in... this way, right?
Yeah. It was just like he talked to me like I couldn't do it because I was a girl. Like literally I got that
vibe
from
this, him. Stuff like this.
No, I'm the one who was doing it.
Go ahead.
Told me this story.
I want to tell the story.
I want to go have a cigarette. No, you can't have a cigarette. No, I'm just playing.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, he did that. Oh, or like one time.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm like fucking vacuuming. It's closing time. I'm vacuuming outside. And he's like, well... why don't you just vacuum where the traffic is at? Yeah, because it looks like you're vacuuming aimlessly.
Oh, God.
I looked at him, and I'm like, you little fucking son of a bitch. Like, I wanted to fucking snap at him. And he was my assistant manager, actually. My actual manager, like, she knew that he was getting to me.
Uh-huh.
And, like, she was like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. Like, whatever, you know?
Ugh, I hate working with those.
Gladly he got fired. And everybody hates him.
Good, good.
And
see?
He can suck a dick.
Good, good. Speaking of sucking dicks, go ahead, Tim.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Tim's turn. Thanks. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, good segue.
Penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I used to work with this one girl.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Worst part is, her name was actually the same as a cartoon show, which I thought was so.
Was her name Jetson?
No.
Black? Rainbow Bright?
Was it?
No. It's from a Invader Zim. It was actually Gurr. Her nickname was Gurr. G-I-R.
Oh wow.
It was short for whatever her real
girl,
name is.
My name is Girl,
I don't care.
My,
I don't want
my
to
daddy
remember.
Named me Girl because. Yeah, but
whatever. Anyways,
girl. You're like, Girl, get over
she
here.
Used to treat people like they were her little slaves, and I was just like, oh my god, what is your fucking problem?
Wait, was she black too?
No, she's like Persian or some shit. I don't even know. It's like, something. Like that. I don't even know what she was. But I don't. I'm sorry. I can't play the race game. All I know is she was an ignorant bitch.
Uh-huh.
But pretty much, she used to just tell people what to do, and it would be like the easiest shit. Oh, you're bagging that wrong. And we're like, dude, we're dealing with retail. It's all the same shit.
It doesn't matter how you bag.
Yeah, it's
stuff.
Not like we're packing eggs
bag.
Or anything. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really glass, so we're pretty much fine. But anyways, one day, she accused someone who worked in the back, like, you know, like stockroom, and she told her... Oh, sorry.
Sorry, that was me.
Technical difficulties because of Dusty.
Goddamn Dusty. Everything and the good? Gravity bong.
Good? Hello?
I could just picture her telling you you're bagging it wrong. Like, everything you're putting on the outside of the bag needs to go inside the bag.
Yeah, just like the guy at work, John. He tried to tell me how to do something I had done 50 million times. And trying to tell me how to ring up somebody or how to bag it and how to, like, put things. I'm like, dude, are you fucking serious?
Oh, but...
See, I hate people like that.
Like, shut the fuck up, you ignorant ass. You're fucking 30 years old and you don't have shit going for you. You can't drive.
That's
you don't have a car.
Worst.
Well, this girl was, like, 26 and she had, like, a BA already and everything. And I'm like, why the hell aren't you using it? She's like, oh, well, I can teach special ed because
I could. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, bitch.
I'm like, you're working in retail and you're not even a manager. And what's going
on?
I'd rather sell shirts. Anyways, she actually made a remark about one of the guys in the back. She's like, oh no, he doesn't speak English. And we're all like, what? He's Mexican, by the way. Oh, wait, no. Sorry, he wasn't Mexican. He was El Salvadorian.
Oh, okay. Oh, they hate that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Okay, but anyways. And dun, so, dun, like, dun. Everyone around her and us, we're all sitting there, and, like, half of us are Mexican.
You're Mexican?
No, I'm Spanish.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a wee bit.
We all are, I think.
Oh. Go ahead. At least had a little in us. Anyways.
Shit. At some point or another.
We've all had a little in us at some point. Exactly.
And so my manager was there, and she was Hispanic. And so she's like, oh, no. And so she starts talking shit to her in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
It was so awesome. And she had no clue what was going on.
Really? Just didn't even know. Like when you go into the girls, when you go into the nail shops with the Chinese chicks. And
back to the race.
This fucking bitch stank.
So pretty.
That bitch got nasty toes, y'all.
But speaking of people with traits like that who we all hate, who give you that condescending, F you, asshole. There's different types of people that we all work with, and I'm going to name a few, types.
God, as traits. You name them, we're all going to be like, oh, yeah, I yeah.
It's sad, exactly, because I've already went through these, and I think you guys are going to agree.
I can see your first one. I'm
number
like,
one,
yeah,
the first one. Is, mm-hmm. And everybody, oh, fucking people, 5-0, the snitch.
Fucking brown noser.
This one's an annoying character with particularly turd-like tendencies. These
brown
people
noser.
Are under the semi-amusing notion that snitching to their superiors on every little thing will somehow help their career.
Brown noser.
Oh, I fucking
yeah! You have a brown nose. Someone who's up the manager's ass, telling them everything you do because they think it makes them look better.
You know,
but it really
doesn't. You know who that was in Ritz?
I can't remember.
Short little fat thing.
Give us his name.
Her.
Her short little fat thing.
The photo class girl.
Sucks,
Snooki.
Sorry, ladies.
I forgot what her name was.
Short little fat black white what?
White girl.
Kristen.
Kristen, there you go.
Short little fat white Kristen.
Kristen. That little
at
fucking
Ritz.
Bitch.
Look her up. Yeah, fucking.
No,
snitch.
I knew a girl at Ritz, but she wasn't there that long. This was when I worked in West Covina, in like 05 or 04 or whatever. Her name was Yvette. She's a fucking rat. I just knew she was a rat. Good thing she got pregnant, fat, got cankles, and left the company.
I love that shit when
it's
I
like,
see my.
Oh, you fell in love and got fat.
Uh-huh. I love when I see my fat ex girlfriends. The next one is, and we all work around these people, and sorry, because I may have been. No, I'm not this guy.
Yes, you are.
I'm normal in public.
Yes, you are.
The creep.
Yes.
These are guys or girls who randomly stare at you and grin for no reason. Slowly, they walk up behind your desk, stealing glances at your computer screen and drawling the creepy voice. So, you're on Facebook, huh?
Aww.
And if you don't know one of them, it means that you're it.
I get patients at my job that, try to, get my number or talk to me, be my friend. And it's just kind of like, it's okay, but no, you know? Because they get creepy because they try to pull it off like, I just want to be your friend. Nah, yeah, we're friends. Nope. And then minute they're like trying to be all up on you. And then all of a sudden they're sending you weird texts like, good morning, beautiful. And it's like,
we work
dude, come on.
Well, yeah.
And then I got to see them at work when they come in as a patient. I'm like, awkward.
Yeah. That's the weird part. Yeah.
Well, actually, there was a creep at my job, but he didn't work there. He was just there every day.
Staring at you.
He didn't work there. He just was there.
He was there. I worked in a restaurant, and I was a waitress, and it was this really creepy old white guy, and he used to be there every day.
White guys.
He wouldn't order. He wouldn't order anything. All he'd order was hot tea, and he'd sit there with his newspaper, and he'd ask for me, and when I wasn't there, he'd ask the other servers my name, my phone number, my address. And if I was there, I'd have to go hide in the back, and then... If I wasn't there, after being there for 2 hours, he'd go into the restroom for a really, really long period.
Oh, that's gross.
Kayla.
Oh, yeah. I was so terrified.
Balloon. Oh, wait. That was me. Never mind. Oh, God. Just kidding.
No, I ain't gonna lie to kick it.
I don't lie. I always tell her up front. No, I think I made a mistake with one of my last patients because she's a girl, right?
Uh-huh.
But she's like a Mexican
kind
of girl.
Did you make out with her
No.
Style?
I didn't touch her in any single possible. I never even hung out with her outside of work.
Uh-huh.
But I thought she was really cool. And she's like Mexican, kind of comes up kind of like a chunty type girl, you know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, she's like, oh, you know, we should hang out sometime. I'm thinking, you know, as friends. Yeah, cool, you know, because she totally looks straight and everything.
Uh-oh.
So we're texting as friends and everything. And I'm like, yeah, we should hang out. We should go out. You know, I'm just saying as friends.
We should fuck. I'm going to hang out.
I'm like, hey, you know, send me a picture, you know, I like to have pictures in my phone book and my phone. So I know who's calling me.
She sends you a picture of her
She sent me a fucking sexy ass pose. Hey. Like she's in the mirror doing all wearing this short ass skirt. I always see her in scrubs too, okay? And I see her all in these sexy ass poses and I'm like, what the fuck? Like why did you send me a picture like that? Like I wanted one of your face, not your fucking body.
Ugh.
Like I don't find you See? Like, I'm sorry.
When she said we should fucking hang out, she really meant we should fuck and hang out.
No.
There was no "and" and there was
"and".
But
I'm like, no. A&D. And then she came. Okay. And then she comes to my job a few days later, right, as a patient and everything. And she's not in scrubs anymore. All of a sudden, she's dressed up.
She's all dressed up.
And she stays after the fucking closing time. It's like hanging out in the fucking lobby.
What?
And she's just in there like, and it was just like an awkward feeling. Because I'm like, I can feel it. Like, all of a sudden, I can just feel the vibe of like, oh no. What did I fucking do again for the fucking third time at work? Somebody tries to fucking talk to me as a friend, and all of a sudden, like, they're fucking trying to, like, talk to me.
Oh, that's like me with another customer. There was this one girl, and again, she looked completely straight. And, she was very pushy. Like, she came in and we were talking, just like whatever, talking about music. Yeah, like watch. I'll tell you. Well, not watch. Listen,
she can show you.
No, like, we were just talking, and she's like, oh, well, you know, my friends and I, it's their like party. If you want to like come, we're gonna go to a club. I'm like, okay,
yeah, if you want to come.
Yeah, so they exchanged phone numbers. I'm like, oh well, yeah, I love that club, we can like go. So, you know, I went to her house because I was picking her up because we were all gonna go to her friend's house and all go together. And you know, we're waiting there for her friends, and she's like, oh, just so you know, this is a date. I was like, what?
Oh, damn. She's like, you got to put out, bitch.
I was like, wait, what? Tonight. I'm not even, like, attracted to her, you know? I was just like, wait, what? I thought we were, like, hanging out with your friend. She's like, no, this is a date.
Oh, damn.
Her other friends didn't even end up going. I don't even know if it was real. She just wanted to
take me. She wanted to fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh. She wanted to fuck you.
And then, so, you know, we went to the club. It was super awkward. And then after, she was like, oh, well, you know, if you don't want to go home, you can sleep over my house.
Oh.
I was like, no, you know, I got work in the morning. Yeah. I got to go home. Yeah.
Oh,
she's like, really? I could take you to work in the morning. I'm like, no, I've got to go home, you
That's
fucking
dope.
Creep.
That's dope. Yeah. I love those stories.
As soon as she dropped me off, I was out of that car so fast.
Yeah, I had this one time when I was like 16 years old, right? It was like when I was first discovering I was like gay and shit. I was like virgin to guys and shit. So like I meet this girl, right? I'm like 16. She's like about... I think she was like 15.
AJ Dillard is touching himself right now.
Exactly. So like, let me know. Let me tell you. I met her off a Party Line. This is before MySpace and Facebook. Okay.
Party Line.
This is seriously off the loop. Shut up. This was before MySpace. Barely. Barely getting
into Party Line generation, baby.
Exactly.
I can tell you that.
Was it Lava Life?
5-5-6-2-5-2-2-5-2-1-2
315-555-555.
Oh.
Was it Lava Life?
No, it wasn't Lava Life. It was before Lava Life. Lava Life was later on. Yeah.
Can
but
we
anyways,
Lava Life is a sponsor.
Hit us up. Anyways, so I've been talking to forever. We're like girlfriends on the phone. Da 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 da. So she finally gets dropped off at my house. She shows up. I see it. I'm like, oh crap! Like she wasn't horribly ugly.
Oh yeah, you told me.
But
yeah.
She was not. No. This is not that.
This is not the cool.
No, no.
Oh, it's not her.
No.
Was she a sif?
No, she was little and skinny. She wasn't fat or anything. I just didn't like her face.
What's a Sith, Kelly?
A secret internet fatty. You know, the MySpace girls who have that picture at the angle where they look skinny, and then you see, like, someone else, like, their friend posts a picture, and it's not at that angle.
Yeah.
You're
like, damn, that's her? She's shaped like an oval.
Okay, so anyways, this girl comes over, and I'm like, fuck, I don't really like her that much. Like, I was looking at her. She wasn't horribly, like, she wasn't my type. So, like, she's like, oh, like, you know, I'm showing her around my house. I'm showing her the pictures on my wall. And she's, like, literally right behind me as I'm showing her my pictures, like, up on me. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So, like, okay, so, and then next thing you know, we're sitting on the couch and I'm trying to watch
TV. Okay,
show
us, Kelly. Can you and Kelly?
So, okay. Oh, okay.
I want you and Kelly.
I was actually on the other side of her.
The girl, Desi's Desi.
Okay.
Okay, so we're sitting on the couch.
Okay.
Okay. And
this makes a lot of sense. The listeners can't see.
Okay,
this.
No, it's all good. It works.
We're
out.
Sitting on the couch, and the remote was actually on the behind the couch, like to her behind her head.
Uh-huh, okay.
So I'm sitting next to her, right? And here she is next to me. Mm-hmm. I wanted to change the TV. I'm like, fuck. If I lean over, and she's like so close, but I know if I turn my head, she's gonna kiss me. Ooh. I just knew already. Uh-huh. So I'm like, fuck. So I'm like,
so
I need the remote.
Well, how's Kelly? Like Kelly?
Kelly's sitting next to me. So I lean over to grab the remote, like this,
okay.
And as I'm leaning to grab
Kelly's
it,
going
she turns
Kelly.
Around and kisses me.
Oh,
and I'm like, fuck. So I go for it, and I go with it for a little while. Uh-huh. And the whole time, I'm just like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And I go with it to like as
Damn.
Far as to, it got pretty far, but not that far. But I was eventually like, I can't. I made a line that I was on my period.
Oh, nice.
I think we've all used that.
Yeah, of course.
Damn. So you girls use it on each other too, huh?
Yeah.
Fucking ladies.
But it was just so funny, the awkwardness of this girl sitting next to me. And I'm like, I don't want to kiss you. And I know if I turn around, you're going to kiss her. She was really pushy.
You did.
And even another time, my dumbass, like a year later, I hang out with her again. And I'm in her house, and she showed me her house, and like, and just so happened, her room is like the very last room in the very, very back. So as she's showing me her house, we get to the very back room. Like I turn around for a second, and when I turn back around, she like fucking pushes me against the wall and rushes me, and I'm like, oh shit. So I go with it.
Seem to go with it a lot.
Yeah. I didn't go that far. I just made out with her. And then after a while, it's kind of pushed her away.
Oh, but
because she wasn't ugly. It wasn't any, it just, she wasn't my type. Okay. You know what I mean? It wasn't like she was like some disgusting thing. Like, oh my God, I can't even touch it. No, if it was gross, I would not touch it, period. But she was like, okay, but wasn't like, I wasn't attracted to her. I didn't like her like that.
It just didn't go like that.
It wasn't floating my boat. I wasn't attracted.
Have you ever worked with somebody that did float your boat and like you bang or, you know, do whatever you girls do or guys, you know, like, have you ever worked with somebody that you were fucking at the same time?
We worked with them?
Yeah. Like, you know, you meet, you get a job and, oh, you see this cute ass girl, a cute ass guy, and you're like, oh, and then you guys go out drinking one Friday night and you end up screwing.
Your boyfriend used to work at the company you used to work for.
Well, my ex-boyfriend worked at my job.
Is that where you guys met her?
No, I got him the job, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, nah.
So a girl.
I've never had a coworker fling.
Yeah, because you don't want to do that. It's not a good idea.
Okay, it wasn't with a girl, it was the guy.
Okay, then we don't want to hear about it. Moving on. Anyway, I'm just
playing. I hooked up with one of my coworkers.
I didn't have coworker flings. I had customer flings. I was a full service server. No, I'm kidding.
Back in my day, I was the same. Yeah, yeah. I used to fuck all the customers.
I don't think I hooked up with any of the girls. I don't think I've ever hooked up with any of the girls I've worked with. Really? If I did, I don't remember. They must have been not that good. But I haven't hooked up with that many girls, to be honest. So, no.
Really?
Okay. No, I mean, like, literally, like, hooking up. Okay, by my way of hooking up is, like, literally, like, doing, like, everything. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Scissors, all that shit.
Like, going down and I'm making them. Like, that's my way of going all the way with a girl. Like, other than that, making out and touching here and there, I don't really consider that anything. If I've gone down on you, I consider that me like doing that, and I have not done that many times.
Damn,
less than five. I'll put it that way.
Interesting.
What number was I?
Oh shit!
Shut up, Kelly.
I love how our shows take awkward turns.
I wonder what number I was.
Our flows just go. Our shows just go with the flow, baby. Okay. All right. Okay. Oh God, I love lesbian sex. But back to the topic at hand. Coworkers who we fucking hate. Okay,
I think everyone's gonna be mad at you.
Everybody has this. I know. They're like, fuck that shit.
Banging.
So, Desi, tell us. Okay, so everybody's worked with a gossiper.
Ah.
Every company has the gossiper who likes to stick his nose into everyone's
telephone, telegraph, whatever the fuck their name is.
Man, that's the worst. You get there. Oh, did you hear what Sheila did? Oh, yeah. She ended up coming to work drunk. They smelled stuff on her breath, and they gave her a warning. But if she does it again, then, girl, no.
See, whoever tells you shit is talking shit. Let's put it that way.
There you go. That's a famous quote.
I was. Exactly. I admit I was a gossiper.
Remember that, people. Desi, it's worth a repeat. Can Desi repeat
people
that?
People who tell you shit. Talk shit.
Exactly. About you.
I used to work with a girl that did that.
Yeah. If I'm talking shit, I'm talking shit about you as well.
That's Seath, and then that's
the truth.
Yep.
And to me, honestly, if I talk shit about somebody, I admit it to them.
I think we've all worked with a person like that before.
Yeah. But like, I'll tell somebody. If somebody confronts me, like, I heard your time, I'm like, yeah, I did. I said that. I'm sorry. I mean, I have. I mean, I've said bad things about a lot of people. I've even made fun of Kelly a little bit, and I don't mean to. I was just upset at her at the time, but I love her.
Who's you know? Kelly?
But
who's
I mean,
Kelly?
Kayla.
I never
but
said anything
I admitted
bad
it
about
to
you.
Her, but at least I had the balls to admit it to you. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't mean I was upset. You know what I mean?
I was actually kind of sad. I was like, damn.
But I apologized and I admitted it until she heard it. You know, I admitted it first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And,
okay.
You know.
There's one. I have a personal beef.
Aw, I love you.
Just a personal gripe with people who work in small offices and insist on dousing themselves with either cologne or perfume.
Oh, I thought you said douche.
No, dousing
douche.
Themselves
What's
with
up
cologne
douche tonight?
Or perfume because, people, it only takes one squirt. You only need one squirt.
Oh, I'm a douser. I'm a perfume douser.
Yeah, really need to knock that shit off. You come in and don't spray yourself right before you come in the office and walk in because that smell lingers for hours. It lingers all day.
I try not to spray so much, but...
It's really
gross. Do I smell too much sometimes? Do I put too much on?
No, I'm that person who's constantly spraying.
Yeah, but you smell really good.
You guys
good.
Don't need to, ladies. You smell. Ladies, you smell naturally. You smell great. You can come out of the gym after working out for 2 hours and just walk into an office and I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Well, that's because you're free.
Except it's unless it's that time of the month you don't want to go up to anything.
No, no. You got to listen to that lady douche before you. That
no, you better. That you better be showering every fucking day if you're on that shit. Seriously.
Yeah. More than once, actually.
And while we're at it, since I do work in an office and this is shit I hate also, I hate the people who bring in those fucking things asking you to buy shit from their kids' schools.
Oh, the school fundraisers.
The school fuck ladies.
Unless you're hot, then we wouldn't. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? Unfortunately, I fucking buy the hot shit from the hot chicks to try to prove I have money and shit, but I'm fucking broke. This shit costs $10. I try to find the cheapest thing on there. You fucking candles or something. Yeah, candles, $8.99. Sure, I'll take that. But really, please stop coming into offices selling school fundraiser shit.
Yeah, I want to buy your kids crap that I can buy at the 99-cent store.
I never buy it.
No.
And it is always crap. Okay. Like, it looks all huge in the picture. It's like this big.
I'm guilty. Yeah. I buy it. I feel bad. Because when I was 10 years old, I used to buy $5 worth of candy from the 99-cent store and sell it at the park. Because I used to live around the park and lived in Huntington Park. So everybody was Mexican. Uh-huh. So I'd walk around, little white girl like, quiero comprar dulce. Like all like white. I don't even know if I said that right.
I used to know,
of $5, I used to make like $50 off of selling candy from the park. When I see other little kids doing it, I kind of feel bad. I'm like, you know what? And even though it's for school or not school, I still buy it. If I have the money, I do
it. Her brother just walked in right now. Hold on. And as he was walking in, he agreed with everything Desi was saying. Do you remember when Desi used to do this?
Yeah, I used to do it with her. Oh, no!
The real truth.
How old, my little brother John.
How old were you?
Dude, I was like 7.
Yeah. 7, and we're 5 years apart. See? So I was like 11 or 12.
Don't kick Mexicans out of the country. They're trying to fucking work. They have the kids working here at 7 years old. Leave them alone.
Oh, yeah. I used to actually do that, too. That's how I used to raise money for parties when I was in high school. When they banned candy from all the high schools. So, like, all the kids were like, yeah, I need my fucking fix, man. And so I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh,
I need to pull up that huge Ziploc bag full of candy.
I remember when they did that.
Oh, yeah. That was me.
It was my
senior.
You were
the guy. I was the guy.
Okay.
Everyone fucking loved me. I was the tall fucker on the basketball team that was skinny as fuck. Had all the fucking goodies. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
You open your coat when you got, like, Snickers hanging.
No, I actually had a friend that was selling it for me. That's and great. Like I had him like and under
you,
me and
he you have
like,
a pyramid it scheme so
it's like crack
selling and drugs he didn't have school. A trench coat he was so, that was so funny.
It's like crack rock
you were working a pyramid
that's
scheme
beautiful.
I remember when that happened. I was like in it was like 05 probably, right?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It was my senior year of high school in 05.
It was my sophomore.
Oh, yeah, I was a senior.
Ladies, gentlemen, that's been happening since we were kids.
No. But I remember the law took effect.
Oh.
Like, the schools literally, like, took all the junk food out.
Really?
And it was my senior year. And I remember, like, I'm so happy. It's my senior. I don't have to worry about this.
Man, Robert,
like,
old as fuck.
But everybody else had
shit.
To, like, no junk food.
Yeah. See, me and Rob remember that shit back in the day. The guy who used to come in and at like 2 p.m. you get a Snickers or a Reese's peanut butter cup.
I used to bring hot Cheetos myself to school.
That was the shit, dude.
Or I went to class.
Yeah. What about the person, I like to call him the Debbie Downer. The person who always complains
negative
about
Nancy,
their job,
yeah.
Who hates coming in. Oh, yeah, I hate this. Oh, but I just do it. You know what?
Oh, you mean the emo kid?
Yeah.
Or the one that's bleeding all over the store because they hate their job so much. It's like, you're leaving stains everywhere, bitch.
Yeah, it never ends. You think it would end in high school? You think it would end in college? No, dude. These are 45. And think about it. Think about being 65, working at a job where you're being told to do from like a 30-year-old guy who's your manager. You know what I'm saying? Think about listening to somebody 30 years your junior and you have to obey and do with everything they
That's
do.
That's what These happens when you don't get an education.
That's
your fault.
Can you read a news story real quick for us, Desi, while you said that? About getting... I'm just joking.
You know what?
Love
Fuck
you,
off,
baby.
Desi. Fuck off.
Love you, baby. No,
I just get nervous when I read.
It's okay, because I know you can read. I know you can. But seriously... Those guys who fucking moan and bitch and who are just basically like just waiting to, I call them the waiting to die people. Like, they're literally, they're like, another day, fucking man, just one more day closer to death. You're like,
oh, you
damn,
think they're gonna
really?
Shoot up the fucking store or job
or
something?
Crate, the crate. Sorry, but it's the white. We're gonna, switch over to white people. It's always white people.
We're crazy.
Everybody's
they're always
with that.
The ones that go postal.
And they're barefoot while they do it.
See? Exactly. You're like, why the fuck is he coming in barefoot? Oh, shit, he has a gun. Oh, shit.
Oh, well, shit, it's a white barefoot motherfucker with a gun.
I gotta get the fuck out of here. See? It's always, I'm sorry, but it's always the creepy white guy who I've thought, okay, this guy's gonna flip out one day. I'm gonna be a victim of him coming in and chainsawing all of us. I mean, because people are crazy, dude. Mm-hmm. People are nuts, dog. I know I'm nuts, but I kind of hold it in and I keep it inside. And I'm nuts inside.
You keep your nuts inside.
Yeah, I haven't. What do they call it when the dog's nuts come out? I don't know.
I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy to the point where, like, I want to get in trouble legally.
Right.
And
I don't
want to
go to jail.
I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to hurt anybody. Like, right. I'll think about person. It. I'll play a video game. I'll write about it. Whatever. I'll talk about it. But I'm not going to really do it because my life is more important than fucking yours up. You know what I mean? It's not worth it.
Exactly, dude.
So stop killing people.
Yeah. White people. Because when was the last time you heard of a black or a Mexican coming into the office? What about
was I trying to rob you?
What about exactly?
Sorry.
No, hey, keeping it real. Instead of trying to rob you,
I was trying really hard not to laugh at the coming into the office.
These are just common cliches. We all laugh at them.
What about the drama queen? Or drama king?
That used to be me. Not anymore. I'm proud to say I'm no longer a drama queen.
You were the drama queen?
I used to be. In high school, I was a cheerleader. I was a drama queen.
Kelly was somebody that was so not fucking talk to me and who would probably never get along.
You guys
were
on the opposite
school.
Ends of the no. fucking spectrum.
She probably would have been like, ew, you're all weird. Yeah, and I would have been like, ew, you're all preppy. Get the fuck out of here.
But now you guys.
But we're out of high school.
Yeah. So.
But I was the only preppy cheerleader who could make her pom-poms disappear.
Wait, hold on. Where?
Where'd they go?
It's a joke.
Oh, hold on. No,
you know, because I'm into magic.
So where'd it go?
As opposed to other talents.
Poor Kelly getting eaten alive right now.
Was a magic reference. Jeez. You know, getting eaten alive.
I went right with immediately looked down.
So where'd they go?
I immediately looked down, like, where'd they go?
That's not hiding them there. I swallowed them.
It's that big.
Oh, even better.
While you said swallow, can you tell people where they can find that YouTube video? Because it was a big hit when I
have to re-put it on YouTube. My account came down. I have to redo my account, but it's on Facebook, actually. If you go to my Facebook.
Uh-huh.
If you just like search for my email, I guess.
Which everybody knows by heart, right? Yeah. What is it?
Kayla.
No, it's I killed Nikki, NIKKIKAY. So I killed Nikki K at gmail.com.
Yeah, and you're going to have.
Does that mean you killed Kelly, now you're Kayla?
No, Nikki K.
I know.
That's her Demona.
I know.
It's my Demona. Nikki K is my alter ego.
That's weird.
I killed her, but the bitch still comes back to haunt me.
See, what about, okay, this guy, okay, we got a Facebook message. I forgot his name. I just copy and pasted shit because my printer wasn't working. But he put, and this is a direct quote to his boss, "The next time you come up to me and squeeze my shoulder and ask, how's it going, big guy? Everything okay? Mm-hmm. Along with that condescending look, I'm going to punch you in the throat. Don't worry about how I'm doing. Let me do my work. I'm 44 years old. What are you, 23 at best? Kid, if I want to let you know how I'm doing, I will tell you. You're not my big brother. You just moved out of your parents' house. Don't make me snap on you because it's not going to be pleasant." Damn. That sounds like an angry dude, man.
Wait, who said that?
You know what? It was just, I posted a Facebook message asking, talk about your...
One of the responses.
Yeah, it was one of the responses. Someone else put, "We are in cubicles. Letting a few loose in your cube is not going to go unnoticed. Just like I can hear your phone calls, I can hear and smell your gases." Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People fart. Yeah. We can hear that shit. You hear a little... It's quiet. You hear a little... Oh, this dude just fucking farted.
No, I had this one boss that literally, like, I worked at a shoe store, and there was nothing to fucking do. Like, nothing. Like, I would clean display cases, clean the fucking outside windows in the mall, okay?
Yeah. Store was clean as fuck.
He would literally, like, tell me, like, oh, you're wasting company time. Like, bitch, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing, right? Like, he would want me to bug customers, like, oh, like, you know, let me see your dress. Let me try to find you shoes. Like, nobody wants to be harassed while they're shopping for shoes or anything. And then another time, I'm taking the trash out in the alleys of the fucking mall. I didn't know how to use a fucking freight elevator. I never used use them before. So I stood up there for like 10 minutes trying to figure it out. I come back in. I'm like, I don't know how to use it. And he's like, you're wasting company time. So eventually I quit. And I literally called him like, I can't work there anymore. I quit.
This is one. This next one is one that I could relate to. And what makes it even grosser is it was kind of a semi-hot chick who used to do this. And someone responded with, stop picking your nose. Do you know how gross that is? Then you pick your boogers out of your fingernails. Do you know how often you do this? I watched you today. It was like 4 or 5 times in an hour. I even saw you do it in a meeting yesterday. You're not being discreet by using your thumbnail either. I swear to God, guys, there was one chick who I sat directly in front of, and she would pick her nose. And this is the crazy part. My boss bought us all a box of tissue to put on our desk, and she picked her nose all the time, dude. It was the grossest fucking thing.
I know someone who picks her nose.
No, it was really, I'm like,
right in front of me.
And sometime I'll even exaggerate. Oh, damn. Kelly's putting her on black. Give her, what's her name, please?
Oh, it's a guy. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, no. Oh, guys? Oh, shit. I'll pick my nose, but girls, you're not allowed to do that shit.
He picks his nose and he farts right in front of me. You See? Know who you are.
Yeah. But it's, oh, you know, hot chicks, you know how quick that can turn you unsexy to us? Like, really. Like, Kelly, if you just started picking your nose right now, fuck. I got to go, guys.
No, seriously, that was a stick. You know, you would sit there and masturbate to it.
Wait, if I was, never mind. No, I would not, Robert. I'm not that sick. Look, and she just wiped her booger on me. But you know what? Something about being white from a hot chick is cool. If you're like a fat, ugly chick, I'd be like, you fucking nasty bitch. I would have got this chip right here, and I would have scraped it off my arm.
But, even if she picked her nose in front of you and wiped it on you, you'd still let her blow you first.
If I was single, I would definitely still, yeah. I've taken drunk chicks home, and they've puked all over me, and I'm still, hey, just lay down, lay down. Shh, shh, shh.
Turn your head that way.
Yeah, here's the bed. The toilet's right there, and then I put her head right there over the bed.
Now lean over.
She throw over, then I put her head right back on the pillow and continue what I was doing.
Oh.
Yeah. You'd have just like left her head poor, like hanging off the bed. Over
I've done it before. Like if she was really hawking, like if she was really just like this throwing up, I would keep her over the bed. I was mean, and I feel bad because I want to apologize to a lot of. I really sometimes I wish I could run into certain women and like apologize to what I did to them.
Dude, you remember that bag I made you wear? Sorry about that.
I'm so sorry.
Happy face bag.
You remember the last time I left you in Inland Empire? Yeah, I'm so sad. And I told you, no, it was lying. I'm so sorry. I want to apologize sometime, but what do you do? I'm sure there's people you guys want to make amends with, but no, yeah, fuck them all.
Make amends with who? Wait, I'm sorry. Yeah. I went pee for a second.
Destiny went to go pee.
Out.
That's why you didn't hear her voice. She went to go pee pee. No, I was talking about how there's people in my past who I would, like, I've done so mean to them that I would like to go back and apologize to them, but it was only a dusty moment.
It was a momentary thing. Yeah. I was always
too nice to everybody that I got walked all over. So now, no, I'd want to tell you them fuck off. Fuck now off. I'd want to go up to them and be like, fuck you, bitch.
That's what I want to do. If I ever win an award for anything, I don't care what. I don't care if it's the fucking city of Cerritos fucking janitor of the year award. I just want to get a microphone in front of me and say, first of all, I want to say fuck Richard Thompson for talking shit about me. I want to say fuck. I just want to say fuck everybody.
Go
who
like this. Fuck you, you're cool, and fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Fred Porter, if you're ever out there.
Oh, shit. Everybody, anybody, let's go around. Fuck yous who want, because I have a couple.
John Dorson.
Fuck John Dorson. What
fuck
is John
you,
Dorson?
Saggy Waggy, and fuck you, Carlos.
Asshole dick.
Fuck you, April.
No, you know what? Fuck this. Fuck you, Yolanda. Suck my dick.
Oh, wow. Damn, she used her real name.
I hate you.
Wow.
For all the torture you put me through for 7 years, fuck off, bitch.
Damn.
That's my shit. And Carlos, suck a dick, because you're nothing but a fucking whore.
I want to say fuck you to Christine Gomez for giving me... No, for giving
me... I'm sorry,
me
I got some anger.
A ice... What is it called again?
Urinary
tract infection. Yeah. I want to say fuck you for giving me a urinary tract infection. Next.
You have anyone else you hate? I have so much hate towards one person, so for two more towards one person, towards two, but
that would be too horrible.
Don't get me going. So, I won't shut up.
We're gonna get sued somehow.
She ain't gonna listen to this shit. She's too stupid to fucking press download.
What do I do?
Ah, to press download.
I have to say fuck you to Bradley Handstad if you're ever out there because you're a dork.
Handstad. That's an awkward name, so you could probably Facebook him and like and stalk him. Spell his name for us.
Oh, no, I don't want to. Okay. He's probably going to be rich one day.
Handstad. I'm assuming it's with the D and the T at the end.
I don't fucking know. No, dude, his family was rich as hell, and they, like, basically paid the basketball team. He got pushed up two levels, and I'm like, dude, you can't even play worth shit. So, yeah, fuck you and your rich family and your fake-ass fucking condition with your bowels.
Fuck you, yeah. Fuck you to the weed man who screwed me out of, like, 2 grams and then stopped returning my phone calls.
So fuck you again, Saggy Waggy.
Fuck you, Tom Cruise.
Kelly, just say it. Say it. Fuck you, Saggy Waggy.
Oh, didn't I already?
Say it.
Oh, fuck you, Saggy Waggy.
Yeah, because she made fun of you, so call her fuck you.
And if you call don't know, anybody who hasn't listened to the last show, listen to the last show about frenemies, and you'll know who Saggy Waggy is.
Saggy
just
Waggy.
Say it. She made fun of you. Just say it. Fuck you.
I thought I already did.
Say it again with anger. I'm sorry, I'm a bitch.
So yeah, I hate working with douchebags, and I, you know, but until you own your own company, what the hell can you do, right?
Exactly. But so say fuck you and fuck it.
So that's why we keep doing this podcast, so we can say fuck you to everybody that
and fuck it.
Said fuck us. Fuck everybody who said fuck the podcast.
And we're not racist.
We're not at all.
And we're not every race.
We're not racist. We just hate you.
We hate everybody the same, damn it.
Exactly. I even hate myself. So you can call me racist against myself. Should I sue myself?
Hey, what? Desi, fuck you.
Hey, fuck you, Kelly.
Fuck you guys.
So hey. Asians, Somalians, Mexicans, Iranians, El Salvadorians, check us out at podtalkers.com.
And fuck you, too.
podtalkers@gmail.com. iTunes.
Yes. And thank you for checking us out. I'm high as fuck off that gravity bunk still. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
You took time, you bastard. Peace,
nigga.
Holla.